everybody. Being that Hakadosh Shavuos is coming up on Sunday, you'll start with Yoni related to Hakadosh Shavuos. And it was suggested the idea that we should just go over the Seder of Kiddush and Havdalah, etc. Although this is not related to Hakadosh Shavuos, specifically related to any time that we had a Yom Tov, which is Chal on the Motzei Shabbos. So, let me some of these points out for him. Shooting, but we'll just do Chazara on the Seder Hasvarim. There shouldn't be any confusion. So, we have first a Shabbos, and following that, a Yom Tov. So this Yom Tov also has obviously the character of Motzei Shabbos. So being that it has the character of Motzei Shabbos, similar to a regular Motzei Shabbos, one cannot do any Malacha until after one has done Havdalah. So similarly, now that it's Yom Tov, we have some Malachas that we can do on Yom Tov, and we can't do on Shabbos, like lighting a nair. So all those malachas cannot be done until after Havdalah has been made. Or alternatively, at least, until after a phrase of Havdalah has been recited. So we know when ladies at home who want to get going with cleaning the house before hearing Havdalah, they say Baruch Hamadol Bein Kodesh L'Chol. And over here, they need to say Baruch Hamadol Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. And this applies not only if they want to do Malachah, like we said a second ago. Additionally, if they want to do other types of preparations which are Yom Tov related, say they want to set a table or whatever, or even light candles for Yom Tov, that itself, without any involved Malachah, that all other inyanim that are related to the preparation for Yom Tov should all only be done, obviously, after Pesach Mechovir, and additionally, after reciting Baruch Hamadol Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. Okay. Another aspect of it being Motzei Shabbos is that in Tefillah we need to say a Havdalah like we do on the regular Motzei Shabbos. So for the regular Motzei Shabbos we have this Nisuf which we say in Atachoinim, starts at Atachoin Antonu, and here we have in the Tefillah of Yom Tov in the middle Bracha, Eitei Sefes, which starts out at Atoidiyim. That's what we say. And
Atoidiyim is in the
in the middle Bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, I don't.
Yes, is Shmoneh Esrei
of Yom Tov. That's where it has it. It's very in the Siddurim, and that's what one says. Now this addition has the same halachas as Atachin Antonu in the sentence that, as we know, Atachin Antonu was obliged to say it. If you forget to say it, you do not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Except in one surprising occasion, which is if you omitted Atachin Antonu and then you ate before Havdalah, in the combination of those two circumstances, one has to then go back and repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei. And the same thing applies over here, the same thing as Atachin Antonu on the weekday. If one forgets it, one doesn't have to go back, except in the situation, a little unlikely scenario, where one then went and ate before Havdalah, then one has to repeat the entire Shemoneh Esrei.
The problem would be for somebody who forgot in the Kiddush as well.
So he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei and the Torah like the same thing. Okay, now we come to the Seder of the Kiddush. So the Seder of the Kiddush follows this famous acronym, I think that's the right word, Yak Ha'as, which stands for the following five brachas: Yayin, Kiddush, Neir, Havdalah, Zman. This Seder is a combination of the two mitzvahs that we have to perform, Kiddush and Havdalah. So we have the bracha on the Yayin, the Kriya Rafim, the bracha of the regular Kiddush of the Yayin, Shabbachabonim Mikalombra and Mikaloshi Kiddush. Then we have the points that relate to the Havdalah, Neir and Havdalah. And then we have Zman, the bracha of Shechiyonu on the Yayin. Now, you normally do, So if you didn't go earlier, they could have told me that would be normally in my life.
The woman says, Baruch Hamadim Ben Kodesh Lekodesh, she likes the candle, and Yakinas
after this.
Yeah, can I
say,
will you come
out? Yeah, normally the lady would like to when you're out in shul. Normal thing, normal thing. And by the time you come home, normally the candles are already lit. And you're making this special kiddush.
There's no issue for the candles to empty oil, put oil, prepare the wicks, and all this kind of stuff. The only thing is, it should be a candle that was lit from
the candle. A candle that was really burning the pot, that's something to bear in mind.
Yes,
everything else is as normal, yeah. Now, we'll take note that there's something missing over here from the Seder of a regular Havdalah. So, obviously, a kois we've got. And the brachos on Ner, you do have, Ner and Havdalah, Nahad, Yak Nahad, so Ner, where we are Aish and Havdalah, the actual brachos of Havdalah itself, we've got. Besamim are missing. There's no Besamim on a Motzei Shabbos that goes to a Yom Tov.
And the Ner we do it
on the... I'll talk about the Ner in a minute. That's one of, probably the main thing one could discuss in this. What it's to talk about is the Ner. We don't have Besamim because the issue of Besamim normally is to sort of revive us from losing the Neshama Yisera, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that even though some say that on Yom Tov there is no Neshama Yisera, so it is leaving after Shabbos, but we have instead the special Ma'acholim, the festive Ma'acholim of Yom Tov, to revive our spirits. So we don't need Besam. So there's no Besam. Another interesting aspect of this, although many people have a minhag at Havdalah to fill the kois very full, such that it overspills, there's no such minhag to do this over here, even though this kois is effectively also a kois of Kiddush and also a kois of Havdalah. That's not, we don't do that. We just fill it like a regular Kiddush cup. And the reason is that the idea of making the kois overflow is a similar bracha which we want to accompany us in our Eisik of Parnasa in the Emois HaSol. Since this is not the Emois HaSol, it's not appropriate to do. So that's a little bit about the Yayin. Then we say the Kiddush of the Yayin. Then we come to the Ner. So a few points about the Ner. First of all, normally for Havdalah we need a Ner which was lit for the purpose of giving light. Not Neris that were made for other things. Classic example is a ner that was made for some sort of cupboard in the shul or whatever it might be. A ner of cupboard is no good for Berim Ariyah Ha'ish. We need a ner which was lit to light with, for light. Nevertheless, having said all this, the contemporary poskim writes that the neris that we light for Hadlokas Ner Yom Tov are sufficient. Although we would say maybe they're not really being lit for light. We don't know why we light them anymore because we have our electric lights. Maybe it's just for cupboard of the yom or something. Maybe since that was the original Lakon of Chazal, they should be there to light. They're there for light in case the lights might go out. They're also considered to be serving a purpose of light, and one can recite the bracha of Berim Ariyah Ha'ish on the neiros of Yom Tov. Yeah, so we do. Now, we know that in a regular Havdalah which we make during the week, on a regular Motzei Shabbos, we normally use an avuka, a light that is combined from a number of wicks. Now, on Yom Tov, we don't normally have an avuka around. We don't normally have such a candle lit. And so is there a way of being mekayem this idea of using an avuka? Now let's just note before we go any further that using an avuka is not with the evet. Is not ma'akim. In other words, one can make this very, very high. If you don't have any avuka, you can go ahead and make the bracha, and you don't need to have it le'ikuva. You can go ahead and make the bracha without it. So, we're looking at, is there a way to be mekayim this lechatchila of using a ner, which is combined with a number of wicks? So the pashat ha'etzah, which many people did, is if you have candles, you can take one candle and put it next to the other candle, and that way you have enough. This definitely was an established minhag and has Toshim and Makoros. Some people.
Most people do that,
because I also saw that written in the Chumas of Ramosha. They write, this is the minhag of Rov Yisrael. Now, there's two points about this. One is a halachic point, and one is a practical point for us nowadays. One point is that there are some people who are mafakpik on this, and they're concerned that when you separate the candles, that is considered a form of extinguishing. Why? Because when you hold them together, the source of fuel, which is on both candles, is now serving to feed a joint flame. Now, when you remove one candle from the other, the one that you remove is no longer being served by the fuel of the other candle, it's only being served by its own fuel. So effectively, you're removing fuel from the candle. That's the sub of the... Of Okay. There's a second point over here, which is more probably a more practically related point. But this is all practical if you had those nice white Shabbos candles that were common in Hutzlaris. I've hardly ever seen those candles here. I don't know if they exist. And many people over here light with either oil, or even if not with oil, with a type of candle that you put in this glass, and it melts when you light it. So it's because not practical to put two things together, which is not shut. So we don't really have that option so much. Now the second idea people might think of doing would be to light a particular nail, like they said over here, these little nails. Because you also don't want to light your normal Havdalah candle, because you would have to leave it burning until it goes out. You can't put it out on the altar. They certainly don't want to do. So they sell here these little ones which last a few minutes and then go out.
Oh, that's what they were saying.
That's why they
sell.
Now some also have a passbook on this idea as well. And maybe this is more of a serious pickbook, then it could be they are not really lighting that mare for any purpose of oikon nefesh. It's normally we're only allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for either the trochim for eating or for the trochim that go around oikon nefesh or whatever. This is not really for any tzoros except for fulfilling this mechatzila of making the bracha ma'iroyesh on a labuk. Doesn't really serve any further purpose. Maybe if it's long enough that you leave it on the table during the meal and it provides some benefit during the meal, maybe one could make place for lighting such a thing. But many rabbanim and poskim are simply miyayim, so one doesn't really need to do any of these things. And this is maybe the simplest way to avoid any chashash. You can simply make the bore meiro haesh of the nearest of Yom Tov as they are, without putting anything together, without lighting anything extra. You should be in a place where you see them, and you bring them on the table, whatever it is, on the side, just near the table, and you make on it the Borei Meriv Eish on those candles, and that is fine. Okay, so that's a little bit about the Lev. Now let's speak a little about the actual bracha that comes after that, the bracha of Havdalah. So here we have a bracha of Havdalah, which is a special bracha. So although it starts out, it's a little confusing, because it starts out with the same nusach as the bracha of a regular Havdalah, rather than Kiddush B'chol, the Choshech, when Yisrael La'amin. But then it finishes off different. Instead of just finishing off, Baruch Hashem, rather than Kiddush B'chol, there's a little added nusach, in Kiddush Shabbos, in Kiddush Yom Tov, Dalto, etc. And it finishes off, Baruch Hashem, rather than Kiddush B'chol. Now if you're not concentrating, or if you're just sort of saying what you're used to saying, then one could mistakenly finish off with instead of Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol, the Kodesh L'Kodesh, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol, to do what I just did now. So this is something important to pay attention to. So obviously, first Kadei Dibur, you can correct it. But if you are after Kadei Dibur, then you are not yet to the bracha. This is Meshalim Ramatbeah Shepon Chazal. You change from the fixed Musaf of the bracha, and one has to recite the Havdalah again. So let's just be clear what that means. Yes. So long as you are still at this point in the most regular situation, you realize right away you're still standing there with your post and just wondering what to do. You just go back over and say that bracha. You don't have to do anything further. If, however, you didn't really realize anything, you sat down, you drank. And then after that, your wife says to you, "Aren't you supposed to say that special bracha, you know, for?" You say, "I can't believe it." Yes, you're right. So then you have to go back over, but you only need to go over the Havdalah and the Borei Paragoth, the other brachas that you said. You're still doing the Kiddush angle of this, and the Ner, which doesn't the Etzem have to be done together with the Havdalah. You're Yotze. So you're just left with the Havdalah and the Berurah Kriya Gofer.
Why do you need the Berurah Kriya Gofer in there?
Yeah, it's an interesting shayla. I was just thinking over in my mind, literally, as I said it.
Maybe they
say
that since it's not
yourself
dollar,
and
Abdullah needs a
cost. I think that's the answer. Every time a kiddush needs a cost, that's a check. Okay, just say it the right way at the beginning, and don't get into this
problem. Follow the master.
Open the master and use it. That's what it's there for.
On the normal Moshe Shabbos, one by mistake says on the Bestamim, he says, or something completely wrong here. We finished them, so yes, we do again. It's the package.
No, because these other two aspects, Ner and the Somin, although the Minhag is the same as part of the Havdalah,
right,
they're not really, first of all, they're not Ma'akiv. And second of all, they don't have to be said as part of the Havdalah. Theoretically, on Motzei Shabbos, you could, if you didn't have the Somin at the time of your Havdalah, you could say it afterwards, and you would still be guilty of that, and similarly the Eish as well. Okay. So those two brachas are not really. Like one other final thing let's finish off with, which is regarding the chiyuv of ladies. Now, ladies are chayiv in kiddush. There's some discussion whether or not they're chayiv in havdalah. And for that reason, as a general rule, we try to avoid ladies saying havdalah for themselves. We normally try that they should hear havdalah from a man, because it's discussion whether ladies are chayiv in havdalah. So the same thing applies over here. It is ideal for a lady not to make this kiddush herself, rather to hear the whole seder from a man, because the Havdalah involves the Havdalah aspect, which there's a topic which she's tired to make. One final point, which is, in addition, there's an unrelated point, that there's a minhag that ladies don't drink from the coat of Havdalah. This doesn't apply over here. For this point, we take the angle of it being a coat of kiddush, and ladies can drink from this coat as well. Okay, we'll stop over here. I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov, and we look forward to seeing you after Matan Torah.